This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Okay, and in the studio now we have Arthur Angel and Nicholas Denton, who are both actors.
Hello.
They're performing in Pomona, which will be at Red Stitch, coming up 14th of July to the 11th of August. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good. So we'll start with you, Nicholas.
Okay, sure.
You're in the firing line.
Yes, great.
How did you become an actor?
Yeah, I was saying before, it's a very boring story, but it's a story. I wasn't going to become an actor. I mean, I went and did a Bachelor of Arts at Monash. I was later left Monash, or kicked out of Monash. It was just because I just left. But I was doing a Bachelor of Arts, majoring in art history, minoring in film and television, and kind of did a few subjects in theatre. But it wasn't until a friend of mine, Karen Fairfax, asked me to do this touring kid show. She's like, oh, cause she'd known me my whole life. Like, I grew up with her. And so we toured this kid show called Go Away, Mr. Worry Thoughts for like months and months and months. And I was like, and I just totally fell in love with it. And that's sort of ever since, I just loved doing it. And I never really did the school musicals and stuff. I played a fish once in, you know, Sign of the Seahorse very well, I think. And my mother loved me in that.
Of course.
An amazing story. Like, you just did a show and started touring and did a kid's show.
I think kid's shows are the best because they're so unapologetic.
The yeah.
And, you know, we had a puppet and they're like, that's not real. And I was like, it's not real. It's not. And but that's sort of how I sort of
trial
got
by
into
fire.
It. That's right, and it's super intense acting in front of kids. But
and where did that lead on to? What else have you done after that?
I've done like theater has been kind of my jam. Mm. So like I just did a show called Astro Man last year at the Fairfax, the Melbourne Theatre Company, and then before that I did Wild with Dean Bryant at the MTC, and then Jasper Jones was my kind of show that I toured to Brizzy with Sam Strong. I mean, that was my first kind of big show in 2016, and that totally changed everything for me, being in that kind of, just being with that support and that kind of big theatre and like feeling completely overwhelmed, but that's so entirely supported. So yeah, just since then.
Wow, you really have just fallen into it, haven't you?
I know. Changed my life.
Never to get out.
Slid into it. How about you, Arthur?
Okay, where do I start? I mean, I'm going to probably tell you the cliched story of I knew that I wanted to do acting while I was at school, so I did I dabbled with it there. And then after I did my HSC, because I'm from Sydney originally, I attempted to get into, well, I did like a Foundies type course at Nepean many years ago. It's not there anymore. It was a very good drama school. You either went to, if you were in Sydney, you wanted to go to NIDA or Nepean or WAPA or whatever. Anyway, then I decided, no, it's not for me. I did other things. And then a friend of mine decided he wanted to study film at Swinburne. So he said, come along, you know, let's do a little road trip to Melbourne. And we got on the train. I was about 20, whatever it was. And he got into Swinburne and I just ended up doing a lot of film work, like with upcoming filmmakers. Look, it's been an interesting career thus far. Managed to work with some amazing people, directors. Worked with an amazing dog on a film called Red Dog, which to me was was an incredible.
The Red Dog.
Yeah, The Red Dog.
Well, what, not Clifford. Yes. The other one.
No, The Red Dog.
I gasped like that when I was
I'm just older than you, that's all. What was amazing about that film was that dog. I had quite a few scenes with that dog, and that dog taught me that beautiful lesson of what an actor should be, and that is to be in the present moment. It's quite a good actor.
Wow.
That dog. Better than me. But anyway, so here we are.
Great, so taught by a dog.
Sorry, you mentioned that you knew you wanted to do acting in life from the very beginning. Well, how did you know that? I mean, and what was it that maybe, you know, inspired you, made you think that, basically?
It's just one of those things. I just knew. When I was in primary school, I remember I grew up in Newtown, and I went to this North Newtown primary school, and I remember at lunchtime I used to just make up stories with my friend Kenny, poor guy. I used to drag him in. And when we'd start the class after lunch, I'd beg the teacher, say, look, miss, can we just do a quick play? And she'd roll her eyes and go, all right, Arthur. So my point is that I just wanted to play. And But I didn't think, you know, will I ever make a career out of it? And it's, you know...
You just like performing, basically.
Yeah, well, I especially have a love of film, yeah. But look, the theatre is another interesting beast, and this particular play is a beast.
Yeah. So how did you get involved with Red Stitch?
Well, look, they invited me to come in and have a chat and, you know, see if I was all right for the part. So it was good. It was really nice to come in, have a chat with the director, do a little bit of an audition, and here I am.
Me, I don't know how I came. I've never worked with them before. I'm working the first time. It's really good. I really like them a lot. But Gary Abrahams, who's directing this play, I actually auditioned for him ages ago. I was in Poland at this film festival just for fun, and he was doing this play called Hand to God. And he's like, can you audition? So I put a tape down. Didn't get a job. But then he said, let's have a coffee. And then he said, do you want to do this play? And I read it. I knew Alistair McDowell's plays because I'd read one of them at that point called X, which is kind of hot property. Everyone kind of wants to do that play. It's a really incredible piece of theatre. And I read this and I was just totally enraptured. I loved it. It's just, it's so abstract. It's so out there, though it's so chaotic, and then it's moving at parts. It's funny. It's dramatic. We were saying before, it's just everything. It's a beast.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it's got everything. It's got... Oh, where do we start? I mean, there's a horror element to it. There's definitely a bit of comedy in there. But look, it's what can we say about it? I think it's a very... It's a play that, from the get-go, it's on. It doesn't sort of have that traditional form of this A to B linear sort of storytelling type thing. It's quite episodic. It jumps time. So as you sit there and discover these characters in this play, you start to see it all falls together.
Kind of. And
yeah.
At times you sort of don't know what's going on. And when I was sort of listening to Alistair McDowell or kind of reading about him and the play, I mean, he kind of said all of his plays have an element of anxiety in them, you know, and usually it's in the characters. In Brilliant Adventures it's like that, and in X there's a huge, all the characters, or most of them, have a sense of anxiety throughout them. But in this it's almost like the place Pomona, which is in Manchester, in Salford, and it's a real place, but the town that he kind of creates and the compound of Pomona and this city, it's anxiety, and it's just everything is getting thrown at you. It's like you've had 1,000 cups of coffee and you're coming to watch this show because you know, from the get-go, it's meant to be 90 minutes. We're at 2 hours right now. So wow. We're just cutting and we're just trying to get it super tight because it's got so many moments of... so many moving moments, so many kind of funny moments, but we've got to make sure that we're not kind of sitting in those kind of funny or, you know, and don't kind of, you know, just live in that. You've got to kind of... It's for the audience and it's got to be that fast-paced, you know... We're going at 100 miles an hour, so it's great.
Is it exhausting for you to perform something so impactful?
It's exhausting, but also exhilarating at the same time because it's fantastic, really. Actually, the themes that come up in this play are really current, very sort of relevant, actually, to even now. Things like the lack of connection with people, you know, even in the modern world. And so how would you say, Nicholas, like it sort of goes into areas of paranoia, surveillance, this other sort of subterranean world that these characters live in, you know, is this a game, like there's an RPG sort of game happening. So there's those Dungeons and Dragons. I mean, there's a lot in this. A lot of stuff going on.
But I find that's a classic thing of... And that's why I think young people should come and see this. Because I think what Alistair does very well is he kind of discusses the internet without presenting any internet in the piece or any technology or whatnot. And it's kind of that overwhelming sensation of when you're... My age, I'm in my mid-20s and I'm always on my phone or the computer. I lack connection with people. And then you sort of feel like you're buzzing all the time and it's really, it's uncomfortable. And I think that's why, you know, that's what I'm drawn to, is that sense of disconnect. But it's also just because you are just completely overwhelmed by sensory kind of things that are going on. you're talking to your friend, which you don't have back in the old days, you know, which I don't know, but my parents, like, oh, we'd go and have a conversation for a couple of hours. That's all we'd do.
So I go to the theatre to disconnect from that.
Yeah,
so why would I want to come and see this show?
Well, it is actually seeing something real and not sort of virtually seeing it.
Sure, you disconnect from the sense of you don't, you try and disconnect from the internet. That's why you go to the theatre, to have that kind of 2 hours with, you know, one story, and then you're just watching that so you don't have to look at your phone.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that it's something that is relevant to all young people and everyone. It's just, it's what happens in society. But I think what you're coming for is you're coming from an incredible story, and these characters are so well developed that it's hard to not be enticed by that kind of journey of these people.
It's definitely entertaining. There's a lot going on. I mean, I think that you'd be pleasantly surprised. You'd actually probably walk out going, look, I'm glad I saw that, and
I already want to come. I go to the theatre all the time. I was just playing devil's advocate. But,
good, please play it. There's a huge fight at the start. We get into a huge fist fight.
No, but what I'm trying to kind of tease together from you guys is, like, it sounds like that it sounds like it's a play for our times, and it's a reflection of our world. Like, more often than not, we go to the theatre and we see things that were written 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 100 years ago, you know, but now this is something that's very contemporary. And
but that's why it's funny, because what Alistair said is he was listening to a lot of LCD sound system when he was writing this play, and that block party LCD sound system kind of time seems a bit dated to us, you know.
If
you
think about it, was only 10 years ago.
Yeah, but it's really, but then you kind of look at the films of that time, and I'm like, wow, everything moves so quickly to get to that point. But I think that's why, I don't know, that kind of, this play resonates and it still works, but I love those kind of, you know, those pop references and whatnot.
Absolutely. The other thing that comes up for me in this play is how in society there's a lot of, there's wars going on, there's this happening here, or there, but how we deal with that is, you know, if there's a shooting in America, yet another school shooting, what happens? Most people say, "Oh, our thoughts and prayers," and then that's about it. So it's also a comment on, that's also what came up for me with this play, is how we're willing to, you know, maybe, you know, we want to help, we want to do this, we want to save humanity, we need to be good to each other. It's about being a good person, but really at the end of it all. We're quite selfish, and we're quite scared to really face up to things like that. Look, that sounds pretty heavy going, but it's still entertaining.
There's a lot of keyboard warriors out there, but people actually going out and doing it, you know, and fixing the problem. You know, that's what you're trying to look
for. Or go and see a play.
Well, yes, good to see a play, definitely. Well, we've been talking to Arthur Angel and Nicholas Denton, they're both actors that are performing in Pomona, which is part of the Red Stitch Theatre Company, which is on Chapel Street in St Kilda, and it's on from the 14th of July to the 11th of August.
Yeah.
And they just go to redstitch.
redstitch.com.au.
redstitch.com.au/Pomona.
Pomona.
It sounds exciting. It sounds very exciting.
I know it sounds chaotic, but it's really
chaotic.
Fun,
is good. Chaotic can be exciting.
Chaos can be good sometimes. Yeah,
yeah, that's right.
Exactly. Thanks so much for coming on, guys.
Thank you.
Here, enjoy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.